Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we podcasting?
I'm gonna get my pants out of my butt.
Uh-oh.
Hi, are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting.
Thanks for joining us at the hashtag iMomSoHard podcast. Oh, that's our camera.
You know what we should do is...
feels weird.
We should... Okay, so we're, we're going on tour in the fall. Like, next week. Okay, this week we're going on tour.
God.
So sorry we're a little bit late this week, but we've been getting ready for the tour.
Yeah, if anybody can take my kid to school, I'm looking
God,
for the 720
so
one. The boy one needs, I need a pickup for the girl on Friday, and I need just soccer support on Saturday. So if anyone's listening.
They couldn't make this any harder on us with these different times and these different like pickups. But I think we should have Michelle make a Are We Podcasting t-shirt.
Oh, that would be a great idea.
That would be a fun one to do. So go to imomsohard.com. We have merch and we have all the show tickets there. So go there.
Yes.
And then follow us, rate, review, subscribe. Can we tell everybody who is with us in the room?
Oh my God, yes. Although all I keep hearing is your computer engine going and
exploding.
I'm afraid it's going to combust that.
Hold
plant.
On, let me fix it.
I'm just worried it's going to start your quilt on fire and it's going to start that fake plant. Do you hear it? What is wrong with your engine of your
computer?
Okay,
listen, that old bitch goes through a lot. You know how often she has so much information on her that I don't have to keep in my brain.
She's like, why are we still keeping MySpace?
She has got all so many old videos of ours. And like every now and again,
we need to do something about this.
I have to like take everything off and put it on a drive. But she sounds like me. She sounds very unhappy.
This is what I hear right now. You guys probably don't hear it, but I hear... And when your attention deficit disorder diagnosed, what's up, OG?
Do you want me to close some windows?
This sound? No, it's not going to make a difference.
It will.
Well, then you should close windows.
Okay. All right. Like, Kristen's really scared my computer's going to explode.
It sounds like a lawnmower. Okay. I would just like everyone to know that everybody is now working on this problem except for me. I'm sitting here and I'm just podcasting. Okay. I think I just saved a house fire.
That's probably what's doing it. Excel's been weird. My computer's had some issues, you guys.
Jen's like, you guys, I've been on my computer playing. Where in the heck is Carmen Sandiego?
It's a major issue that I'm having a problem with right now.
I'd love? I know that everybody doesn't want this. I'd like a solid power surge for just about 6 months where we don't have the internet anymore and we don't have computers anymore and we don't have technology. I want to go analog for 6 months. Not during our tour, that would be hard. But after we're done.
Look at that error reporting. Fuck you.
I don't know how closing windows is going to stop your fan on your computer, Jen.
It might not work.
I don't.
Can you make it the screen go like darker so you guys don't have to look at yourself?
Yeah, because I'll get distracted. Yeah. We all know that.
Oh yeah, okay.
Who had McDonald's? I did.
Okay. All right. Well, all I know is that computer is
on her last leg, kind of like us.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch this action, you can watch it on YouTube. But we did want to say really quick, we are so excited for today because we are back with Casey.
Casey's
our
here.
Girl.
She's with us. She's in the room. It sounds like we're having a seance, but it's,
I know, but we kind of are
real life Casey.
I do want to brag about her for a second. I think you're going to feel exactly the same way. But we did a show in Oxnard, California. We were testing some new material. Shout out to all the ladies that came out because it was a packed
on a
house.
School night.
It was so fun. It felt like there are just sometimes audiences feel like they just want to laugh and be happy.
Yes.
And so you could literally come out and be like, my favorite dog died. And they'd be like, and those are nights that feel so magical because it's, and clubs are fun because that you're so close to everybody. You can see 50 faces all the way back. And so
we had a lot of friends come.
A lot of friends, a lot of new friends, a lot of friends from far and wide. It's fun to do a local show. But the most special thing of the night was Casey opened for us.
Yes.
Which we don't get to do very often is have an opening person go out. So she warmed up the crowd. She played the ukulele. She sings like a songbird.
Beautiful.
Literally. It's not like a voice where you're like
mad at her for being beautiful and talented.
I know. I saw a picture of Taylor Swift online and I was like, well, that's a pretty picture of Casey.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
When you're someone that gets told that you look exactly like Reagan, the Australian breakdancer, a lot
different.
And Jen gets told she looks like Sabrina Carpenter's
mother
all the time. Bullshit. You get told you look like Sabrina Carpenter. You all can try
just
to look the other direction because you bull wad. These are truths. Here's the truth. People are laughing that are listening to this right now because they're like, Casey and Jen are both uncomfortable because Kristen is 100% right. I'm 100% right.
Well, you're beautiful.
Thanks.
And unique, and you don't have a doppelganger. So sometimes when somebody looks remotely like you, then we have to capitalize on
it. I'm unique. I like that. Can you please tell everybody I did my makeup without a mirror?
This is how unique she is. It's like she's putting on aftershave too. I don't know how, never seen anybody apply foundation this way, but it is just slapped on there. I had to tell her, I'm like, there's a gob on your nose. Well, I use a brush and then I use a sponge and like.
Who has the time? You're lucky. You're lucky it's on me at all.
I don't think it takes that long. I really don't.
I can do my makeup in less than a minute. And I don't think anybody's looking at me going,
imagine how quickly it would happen if you used a mirror, Kristen. She did liquid liner with no mirror, you guys.
I really can. It's kind of a party trick. I think I can do a full face of makeup kind of good, kind of well.
It's great. It's incredible.
It's not terrible.
I just was marveling at it. I was like, you're just like going off instinct or by feel. I don't know.
I don't know, man. It's the best I got going. And most of the time, I don't wear it at all, which I am not someone that can go without makeup. Every time I go without makeup, people are like, are you tired? Are you okay? Are you tired? I'm like, no, I'm not okay. And yes, I am tired. And the blotchy shit is hormonal. I don't know what to tell you. Everybody's, get off my ass.
I did. Kristen made me go to the dermatologist and get all my spots and speckles, all of that checked, which everything came out fine. But
oh, that's good. You didn't tell me that. You got the one on your chest checked?
Yeah.
Okay,
they said that's like a petechia or something like that. So she was like, we're going to have you back. If you care, she's like, we're going to have you back to do laser stuff. Because she said some things that I have are like melasma, which is like, you know, hormonal or whatever. So she gave me this topical that I can already tell is working to even out my skin tone. She burnt some stuff off, but then she was like, come back for laser and we can get rid of like some of these like broken capillaries and stuff like
they
that.
Can.
So I'm going to do that just because it's sun damage. It's like thin skin and
oh man,
God knows.
Well, now that we're on the topic, I will just share this experience that I had. I got one of those big, you know about this. Okay. I've told this story. It doesn't matter.
I don't know where you're going right now.
So Jen, you know, she goes and gets her, she goes to a dermatologist and she gets checks and all this stuff. And I have a friend that works in skincare.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I can get you a deal on this laser thing. And when I say deal, I'm talking like 70% off. I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not going to say where she sent me because I know that like she worked a deal for me. This is like one of those super big lasers. Like I forget what it's called. Like a Morpheus. I don't think that's what it was.
No.
Here's how little I knew about it. I went in to get a little bit of Botox,
I'll tell you. They tell me it will look better. I don't need to know shit about it.
Well,
just lay me down.
That's what happened.
Give me a stick to bite on.
I went to a dermatologist. Well, no. I went to a dermatologist, got a little Botox, got my stuff on my face checked. And my friend that works in skincare had set up the appointment for me. And then she's like, you know, you can get this laser. It will take off anything that is quote unquote precancerous, but also just anything that's discolored. If you've got, you know, I had a little bit of melasma from pregnancy and it just gives your skin a reboot. And I was like, well, that seems pretty cool. Okay. So I go in, I'm in there for 10 minutes and there's three nurses that come in and slather my face with numbing cream. And I'm like, wait, what's going on? And they're like, do you have someone that can drive you home? And I go, from where? And they were like, well, you're getting
cocktails. What's going on? Like,
what are we doing? And they go, well, you're doing the sabitabitaba laser or whatever. And I go, and of course my first thought was, wait a minute, I'm getting like the deal, right? Like I'm not like going to get.
Let's talk dollars.
Yeah. I need to talk dollars and cents before I go with this. And my face is like. And so they're like.
Not me. I'd be like, do it and I'll split it on a couple cards. Whatever needs to happen so I look better.
But I've never done anything like this. So I have no idea what to expect. And then they go, did you bring anything for the pain? And I go, what are you talking about? Did I bring my own? And they kind of look at me like a little Xanax there. I'm like, what kind of shit is about to go down in this office besides my face skin?
So far, it sounds really good to me. Sounds like
Jen, they came in. Okay. They put the numbing cream on and then I don't see them for three episodes of like the Love Boat, right? I don't see anybody. They give me Netflix. I chill, right?
Yeah, that's the worst.
Then
you're left there with your decisions. And
but
you're like,
I didn't know what was going to happen. I was like, this seems like an extreme amount of numbing cream.
Yeah.
Like it's in my hairline. I don't understand what's going on. So then they wheel in.
Can I say a sidebar?
Shut up.
No. I love... Why'd you tell me to shut up?
I thought you were going
to
make a hairline joke.
Nope. I go to this wonderful PA for like all the stuff. Like she does everything for me. I have like a PA that I go to like make sure I don't have skin cancer. And then I have this woman who's like, here's what you need to do to your face to look younger. We're going to put this shit in there.
Like, and Jen's like, yes,
do it.
I'm
all
like,
the
I'm
stuff.
Not doing anything. I don't like pain.
But I really question the way they do numbing cream because they like will take us this like popsicle stick, slap it on you, go back in and get some more and slap it on you. And I'm like, are you doing this with everybody? Like, you're kind of double dipping the sticks, aren't you?
I would like them to quadruple the stick. I wish they would have put me under. I think I should have had anesthesia if I'm going to be honest.
Oh my God.
I go under. So then there's like this truck they wheel in with this big tube. And I'm like,
a truck?
But I was like, I'm like talking to the lady and I'm seeing the nurses. I'm like, hold on a second. You guys know my friend, right? And I said, drop her name. I'm like,
oh my God.
This is the thing that I'm getting like 70% off. Is this what? And they were like, your skin's going to look amazing. I'm like, yeah, but
my face is scrubbing up.
Who needs a scalpel right now?
Why is there a crash cart? I don't understand. How intense is this treatment? And also, I want it.
I lay down. And they have a tube that looks like a vacuum tube that blows just cold air. That's just like, you know, like when you get a dentist and they're like, you would the sucky thing and then the spitty thing or whatever. Okay, so this is just an air thing. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. And then this lady brings out a wand and on the end, it looks like a magic, like a light. And they start going on my skin and it's like, and when I tell you, like each one was a burn.
Yep.
I was like, hold on. And I go, I think I don't want to do this. And they're like, well, we've already started. And I'm like, but I am uncomfortable. And they're like, it's going to look great. So I don't want to sound, and I don't want to make my friend feel bad. So I endure. And let me tell you, I was in more pain than when I was in labor.
Oh, that wow. Thing,
so I have the hose on my face blowing air. But that's not even the worst part of this story. I don't know how these lasers work. So
they burn layers of your skin off.
My face looks like I fell asleep in Palm Desert and I woke up 30 days later.
And then you have baby skin though, right?
not for 3 weeks when the crusty crust crust had to fall off my face. So first of all, I did not read the brochure. I did not research the thing. I did not know about it. I did not do my due diligence. So I get out of the deal and my face is super swollen and red. And they're like, you can't have sun exposure for 2 weeks. Well, it's baseball season and my son is in a tournament. So I have to go to a tournament with this big brimmed hat with my face. And it looks like I've been hit with a baseball bat. It's purple. My face is purple. God. And my eye is swollen kind of like it looks like I've been in like a motorcycle accident. And so I gray gardens my face.
Yeah.
I put this on. And then 3 weeks later, they asked me to come in for a check. And they did a side-by-side of what my skin looked like before I went in and what my skin looked like after I went in.
Was it crazy?
Crazy.
Really?
Crazy.
Oh, that's the best.
I don't know what the moral of the story is. I've never gone back for anything closely, remotely like it. You have to endure it. But you have to endure the beginning, middle, and end of it.
Listen.
I need to Kleenex my nose.
The second...
It's too much. It's a lot. No. I mean, how can you go 2 weeks? You know what?
I'm looking around like I don't live here.
You know what I forgot to say is when this happened, when I did this, is exactly 1 week after that we went into lockdown. So I did have 10 days
peel and
of not having anybody see my face. But when I tell you that like pieces of my face were falling off, that's exactly what was happening.
I do peels and stuff like that.
I've never done a peel.
And I think I need to do like a more intense one, but.
I'd rather have someone just wash my face really hard.
Oh, that won't do it.
Why?
Because it has to like.
Hurt and suck and feel terrible.
This is what I was going to say. Listen, first baby, very shocking. Second baby, you kind of know what you're going into and you can prepare a little bit. So I think second time you go in and get your face burn off, you'll know.
Yeah, I'll find somebody with Xanax. I'll take a bunch of it and then I'll have you drive me home.
Exactly.
And then I'll freaking tell them, you don't numb my face, you numb my soul.
You'll be prepped for it.
We'll
try and get a 2-for-1 or some kind of.
I'll try to get another deal. She's never giving me another deal. I called her like 8 times. I was like, my eye's swollen. And she's like, we're not even that close of friends. And she's like, it's just the thing they do, you know? And I was like, well, you know, I did get a good deal. So thanks, but you could throw in some free product.
Well, I had this heartbreaking thing happen when I went to the PA who does like all the clinical stuff, like checks my spots. I go, she was beautiful. She's so young, you guys. Whatever she's doing to her skin is perfection. But also, I was like, you came into this with some pretty decent skin. Like, there's a reason.
A lot of it is genetic.
For sure. But it also, like, I kind of feel more comfortable going in to get advice from somebody who's, like, maybe 50, who's like, I've done this. I know this works. Like, has, like,
you mean
personal,
that works in the business? You're not going to, like, Ace Hardware and going, what are you doing with
totally.
Your face?
Totally. But, like, so this PA told me, I go, you know, I see everybody, these trends. I got sucked into one. I bought the light mask, the LED mask. I bought one on Gilt. It was supposed to be this great French mask. Do they work? She goes, yes, if you do it every day.
I know that's the thing, consistency.
Every day. I can't do it.
I can't do anything every day.
We both know. And we're not showering every day. There's some days.
This is 4 days.
And it's not, mine's not light either. Like, it's not lightweight. Like, when I lay down, it doesn't feel good on my face. I wish I would have gotten one of those, like, thinner ones that, like, doesn't touch your face. Or that you could, like, have on and it's not heavy so I could watch TV or something. Because this is, like, look, I should do yoga once a day.
That's I think it just comes down to you should, you know, do the thing that you think is going to make you feel better. Like if there's something you want to do, then look into it, but do your research. Don't just go in and also.
Hey, my friend told me to show up here.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So this is, I worked in dermatology, you know, as a drug rep. And one of the things that I never knew is that your skin is like the largest organ that you have. It's an organ.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you're...
Depends.
What are you talking about? Know. What do you have that's bigger than your skin? And what are you going to do with that? Are you talking about a wiener that's that huge? What are you going to do with that?
Nothing. I'm not going to do anything with that. I was trying to make a wiener joke, and I don't think I'm scared
of a wiener that's too large.
Yeah, I'm scared of the wiener that I sleep next to, that he that he might wake up and want to, like, roll around. I'm like, stay asleep.
I'm trying to watch
you
murder.
You have to teach in the morning. Like, yeah. I'm watching reels. Like, yeah. Don't get any ideas. Shh,
but when you
down.
Think of, like, what you do for your body, like, you're trying to drink water for your organs. You're trying to, like, take vitamins. You want to, like...
You're saying doing it from the outside in, too.
You can do it from the outside in. The other thing is like, your skin protects you. You have to protect your skin. You, for sure, one of your steps has to be sunscreen.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. You can have three, but I don't think... I'm talking about nighttime routine. Like, nighttime routine,
you gotta put vitamins on it. You gotta put vitamins on it.
But
you gotta put the peptides on it. It makes a difference, Kristen. You do it because...
I know, because in, like, you already look younger than me, and you're only 2 years younger than me. And in, like, 5 years' time, it's gonna look like a 15-year difference. And I'm gonna be sitting up here going, I don't do anything. And everyone's gonna go, Jen, give me all of you the numbers.
Number one, she's full of shit. Because we do use these brands that sponsor us. Well, we use, like, OneSkin.
What are you doing right now?
Medicaid. Well, I'm giving them free advertising, no. But I'm using them. We use these. And Kristen's skin looks better than most people her age. Well, we're only 2 years apart. But I, like, trust me. I see.
You know the stuff, you read the thing.
And I see people, and we're definitely at that age where I'm like, you know, you used to, like, you kind of are at this age, and Casey, this hasn't happened to you yet, but it's going to happen to you, where you just think everybody's older than you. And then you hit this age where you think everybody's younger
than
you.
It's weird.
And it really freaks you out when somebody is your age and you think, like, they're a lot older than you.
You want to know what really freaked me out is when I was watching the news and I was like, all of these anchors are younger than me. I don't like people reporting the news that are younger than me.
Well, yeah.
That made me feel old.
But then I also am in an acceptance that, like, they have time to, like, be knowledgeable and stuff. Like, maybe they are smarter than me.
What do you,
like,
mean? Who? The anchors?
Yeah.
No.
They should be. They should know.
I don't think anybody's smarter
anchors
than me.
Should know more news than you do,
I just think they're
Kristen,
younger and they have more energy.
If it's not in People magazine or on People's Instagram, Kristen doesn't need that news. She doesn't want it. She doesn't need it. She's not going to pay any attention to it.
You and my husband. Oh, this is, I call it, what do I say? And he gets so mad that I read the news and it's Us Weekly and he gets so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
He's like... But here's the thing. I know everything that's going on. I just don't talk about it because I'm like, I don't want to be boring at a party.
Well, you're not. It's working.
Okay. So I agree with you on that. You do have to treat your skin on some level. And this is going to be what we're talking about today. The thing that's driving me crazy is, like, this overconsumption, this expectation of overconsumption. For instance, like, talking about skincare, in my opinion, again, I'm not a dermatologist. I'm just somebody that lives my life. you said something very smart. You said, like, if you buy a jar of moisturizer and you find that it's not working on your skin, use it on your elbows and your knees. Like, don't get rid of it. And I think overconsumption is an issue. And right now, where my daughter is 11 and Delilah is nine, you know, nine going on 17, they all want to do this skin prep. They call it being preppy and like aesthetic and this expectation.
We did this last night. We went to Sephora.
Eleanor was like, everything is drunk elephant, milk,
glow recipe,
Elf I'm on board with because it's inexpensive and they can be playful with it. But I feel like, the skincare stuff that they are buying, that their moms are buying for them, is actually bad for their skin. I'm like, what are you doing?
Some of them,
you've got collagen right now.
I actually am way more supportive of them, like at a young age, getting in good skincare habits than I am about them being obsessed with like makeup, because Delilah wants to wear makeup. And I go, baby, I wear makeup because I've damaged my skin. Like there are things wrong.
You also love putting on makeup. You're very good at it and you like it. And she is baby Jenny.
I don't want my perfect 9-year-old daughter thinking she needs to make herself look better
right.
or different.
I don't know that little girls are thinking that. I think it is something in us. Listen, the oldest thing on, you know, the oldest artifact ever found is hoop earrings.
I got to cover up these red spots. And I'm like, you don't have any.
Does she want to do it with pimple patches?
Yeah.
That's because all the girlies are wearing pimple patches. It's like, you know, I think the wearing makeup because you think it hides something comes maybe a little later, but I see why you're concerned about it.
I just want it to be fun. Like, I love glitter on your face. Like, wear like lip gloss because it feels fun and it's different. And
yes. And I think that is a fun part of being a girl. I love liquid liner. I do like to put eyeshadow on sometimes, but Eleanor is very much in the like, and Eleanor, I have to say, I'll say, do you want to put a little bit, you can put on a little mascara. It's the weekend. And she's like, no, it's too much. And I'm like, who are you? You can't ever have enough mascara. But she, you know, you put a little bit on her freaking thick lashes and it's like, bang.
Yep.
But she is doing the fun, like pimple patches and we are talking about skincare and we are talking about she's prepubescent. I see a difference in her skin. She's getting little pimples and all that stuff. But the expectation, oh my God, of going into Sephora and buying a $32 cleanser.
Can I tell you that the best thing there's a bunch of things on like TikTok and Reels and stuff like that drive me crazy. But also I saw something that I was like, okay, I needed to hear that and everybody needed to hear it. I think I saved it and sent it to myself, but it was this woman saying, just so you know, as you're scrolling through, it is not normal to have an entire storefront of skincare and of makeup. The people that are getting it for free. They're like influencers and stuff like that. Like, but your kids are watching it thinking like, oh, I need to have these seven different Korean skincare things. But like, they don't know the secret behind it, which is like, they're not... That influencer isn't spending all that money. Like I asked Delilah last night.
PR kits are really off the chain.
When we went to Sephora, I go, Michaela J, her entire house is makeup. And she doesn't watch Michaela because she swears, but you and I love Michaela.
I do.
But like, she's not paying for any of that anymore. Like,
I know.
It all comes for free. And like,
so she's like Nordstrom, basically. Like, it is, but it does, doesn't it? Don't you see it and like start to go, like, I want some stuff. I want 75 different lip glosses that I'm never going
to
wear.
Influencers and stuff like that. And I have to remind myself, like, that, like these home designers and stuff, like, that's not real life. Like, they're getting all this stuff for free.
Do you think
the
women that do, because the one that I find outside of skincare, which I think, again, I will say this, we're happy with Elf.
So happy. Yes.
Eleanor is, that's the one thing where I'm like, okay, their products are inexpensive. And if we want to play around and they also have skincare, I'm okay with that. Also just watch for what's the thing that you're not supposed to put on young skin.
Retinols
can be very damaging. And so, you know, going to Sephora, I just don't want to do it anymore. I will go in on Eleanor's behalf, but like you go in there and it's like, it's too expensive to pretend around. You know, it's just, it's too expensive.
I'm not a medical professional, although after I've had a couple of drinks, I am. I haven't had any yet. But like retinols and retinoids are supposed to speed up cell turnover.
Yeah.
So they will dry out your skin and they also make you susceptible to sun damage, which little girls do not need.
Yeah.
They don't need it. Their skin turnover is already so fast.
Like, I look at Eleanor's skin and I'm like, I would pay millions. Nope, oh my God. Wouldn't. I'd get 70% off a laser and
What's
70%
of a million?
What's 70% of the most pain I've ever been in my life? And was it worth it? I don't know. You tell me. I did it 6 years ago.
This whole,
or 4 years ago.
It's this whole aesthetic. The girls are using it. This is the word.
That's the word. Aesthetic.
Aesthetic. It's like the look that they all want to have.
And even their pen cases. Eleanor was like, I need a sage green backpack and then my matchy pencil case because it's so aesthetic.
It's these TikTok bitches. I blame the housewife Mormon. Secret Lives of Mormon wives doing all their fucking dances in their beige houses.
You guys are not going to believe this. No, you will. We are into the space where the lockers are aesthetic.
Yes.
Eleanor's locker. She comes home and she's like, sorry. So she comes home, she's in sixth grade. They've got lockers that are like, you know, the half size ones.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man, you should have seen my locker in high school. I think they found like a runaway in my locker.
You mean steal a milk crate from the back of a grocery store?
Barely. I never, like, I thought girls that had like a mirror in their locker were like going too far. I was like, there's one in the bathroom. Like, what do you need?
Yeah.
And I just dumped shit in there. Like papers, I found like, it just was a complete disaster most of the time. Not today, y'all. Now the girlies have little shelves that are inserted in there. They have wallpaper. They put peel and stick wallpaper in there. My friend's daughter has a chandelier that turns on when you open.
Okay. I can't say I hate all of that. I think the expectation is too much, but I do love the idea that because my locker was a total hot mess, like, you would have
was
to
it?
Like, oh my God, yes.
I love doing that because I think you're like so organized.
God. Until I was probably in my 20s, I was the messiest person.
Were you really?
My mom would be like, go clean your room. I'm out of glasses and plates. I'm like, and there'd be like cheese in my room from like milk and stuff like that. Like you would
but
open
when
my
we were
locker
young, it would like, so it never went bad. You were like, I can eat that shit in a nuclear
I'll eat that
war.
Cheese. Yeah. It would like fall out of my locker.
Same.
Like, and I just, I kind of wish like, you know, the 80s parents would have been more involved at all to my mom to go like, here's how you should organize it. Like you can keep your books here. And like, I think that would have been great. I could have used the help and the guidance.
I don't know. Sometimes I think all this information is just another way to feel pressure.
Let like, me tell I'm, you why
like,
I like it.
It's supposed to hold your damn books. And it's
like, you know what else? You are like on your own at middle school and high school. I think having this like little sacred space where you're like, you know what I need? I need a cold water. I need a mint. I need a tampon. I need like whatever to have everything that you need in this space and to feel like it's a little safe place away
well,
from
now
home.
You're making me sound like an asshole because I'm not. That's
I'm
not what
saying,
I'm talking about.
You don't need this to over-decorate it though is what you're saying.
It's overkill. And, and my thing is like, I think like I felt it myself. I was like, I just didn't know. I didn't know that that was what we were doing. Eleanor came home and she's like, hey, mommy, like the other girls really have decorated their lockers. And I'm like, what do you mean? So we went to one of the five events where they get money from you. And we were walking down the hallway. And let me just tell you, if you ordered the purple padlock from Amazon, we all have the same code. So for some reason, my daughter has memorized like six or seven of her friends' locker numbers. Hilarious.
Well, yeah, you
locker
would,
combos.
You could share something.
Yeah, so like they leave notes for each other. It's very cute. But Eleanor's like, she's like gifted. I'm like, good God, Eleanor. So she's like, Mom, I just want to show you one. So she opens one. It's like butterflies come out and it's like twinkly lights and a carousel and like, you know, freaking glitter everywhere and a chandelier and literally wallpaper that looks like you're walking in a home design store.
Oh my God.
And nothing about it to me seemed like it was something a kid did. It seemed like something mom did, which is cool, but it does make me think I didn't know. So
look,
I felt
it's another thing that we have to keep up on.
Yeah,
we don't
so
even
I go,
know what we have to keep up on.
Yeah. So I like opened Eleanor's locker and like a raccoon came out. I felt bad. I was like, oh geez. So then what do? Oh, we go to Timu. And we get, it was perfect. It was this little set with a, like a little shelf and a place for a dry erase marker and a little mirror. And it was really sweet. But then she told me again, she's like, I want to do more to my locker. So we go back to the school and she shows me, she opens like six lockers. And these lockers are like decked out to the nines. And I'm saying, like, wouldn't that be cool if that was a school event where like all us parents could just leave a bunch of supplies and let the girls have a day to decorate their lockers instead of it being like, hey, here's another thing you need to front load because otherwise your kid's going to feel left out. And I did feel a little bit of ache for parents who, if you don't have the flexibility to go to the school at 3 o'clock and help decorate, that could make your kid. I know there's moms out there that really get into the dorms, into the lockers, into the
dorm moms
stuff. But I'm like, it is kind of this expectation. It's the thing that we talk about that we're trying to pump the brakes on those pressures with moms. And I'm sort of like, are we doing it? Are they doing it?
We're getting back into it.
We're going backwards.
I do think it's like,
it's the internet.
Like when we started doing the I Mom So Hard videos, there was a lot of that like perfectionism, which is why we were like, oh God, we're not that. Can we be that and see if anybody else is like that too? If that like resonates. And lo and behold, it did. But it's happening again like gangbusters. And it is like,
and unintentionally, like you said, like we oftentimes I'll send you a link to something and you're like, where do these people live that this house is so big? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting fed information and pressure. And I don't even know I'm taking it in like that.
Yeah, you are. You just, what's normalized in your head is so much. Like I was telling you about my good friend, Jenny, who's our good friend, Jenny, went to this event and I was texting with her from soccer. And I was like, hey, how's it going? And she's like, I feel like shit because I was at this event. And like, everybody was dressed to the nines. Like they're spending so much on like perfect hair and stuff like that. Like I just felt like outpaced and like I wasn't doing enough. And that's like just her. And it doesn't even bring into account what you care about more than yourself, which is your kids, to feel like outpaced. And like I missed Dashiell's. He doesn't get to sign up for after school activities because I missed it. And I go to this like school event and I'm like, hey, when do we sign up for that? They're like, you missed it. They're all full now. And I'm like, fuck, that's kind of my thing is where I'm like, I want to know where all that, when that stuff is. And then I don't miss it. And then when we have to travel and go out of town, I don't feel like I'm behind. But guess what? I've missed all this stuff. So now I feel like I'm behind on like what Dash wants to do. Uh-huh. Like, and then you introduce locker art and aesthetic and locker design thing to it. I can't deal with it.
And I have to say this. To support what you're saying, like, I feel like it's like you're saying one more thing to add. Like, it's not that decorating a locker is bad. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, how far are you going to go to have it be such an ordeal that now your kid is seeing a thing become an ordeal? When like my blinders were, I was like, I just thought this was a locker that we could put some, I had magnets for Eleanor. We had stuff.
It's another thing that you feel like if I'm not on this, my kid will feel bad about it because you have uniforms.
Yeah.
Which is
Thank
great.
God.
That takes that off the table. But then you have the locker thing.
Eventually dorm rooms. And I feel like we should be having conversations that are a little bit more about moderation because the expectation is then we're handing it to our kids.
Yeah.
And I think we were susceptible as Generation X, especially Generation X, and if you're an older millennial, because our parents were not present. Like it is a known thing. It's called the neglected generation. So now we're trying to compensate and be there for everything.
Right.
And it's hard to know when to just press the brakes. But I will say this, I posted a video and I was at the soccer field. And both Jen and I, our schedules, we have both, you know, Jen has a fourth grader and a sixth grader. I have a sixth grader and an eighth grader. And the schedules explode at that time because nobody can drive.
Yeah.
So it's just nobody's, you know, soccer's are at the same time. Nothing's close by. It is every mother out there that has kids this age knows what we're talking about. And I was at the field and I was going to skip Finn's game because Colin was there. He's the coach. I had another game right after that. You and I had just worked 16 hours the day before and I had two following games. So I was like, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to miss Finn's game. It's going to be okay. And then I sat in the car and I was like, this is going to be the game. Either he gets hurt or does something great.
Yeah.
So I take myself to the game and I thought, huh, I think that's a tidbit. So I just did a video and I was like, you know what? I told myself it was okay if I miss a game, but then my mom guilt took over and I'm at the field. I was shocked by the number of moms who said, you'll never regret going. It's the right thing to do. If my kid plays, I'm at the field.
Let you off the hook.
No, like four people were like, your husband's there. It's cool. You can miss a game. I'm sort of like, I was like, this is more of a reflection on the kind of demand we put on ourselves.
Totally.
Instead of just saying like, I guess maybe I wasn't crying. Obviously I wasn't in a state of like pain or needing the break. So obviously I could go, but I do think maybe once in a while we could say to a mom, like, you know what? You don't need to go to the game today. How about I just record for your kid too? And I send you video. Like, I don't know this, it worries me that we don't really, we say we want to give each other a break, yes. But do we really each other a break?
I was thinking about this morning and we didn't even know we were going to get here discussing this, but I was saying to Dash and Delilah the other day, because for us, it is everything that they do, school, sports, everything. I say, I care if you try hard. I don't want you to waste your time or anybody else's to go out there and not give it an effort. Like, it's disappointing to you. You're never going to feel good about yourself not trying hard. You don't have to like win the game. You don't have to get straight A's. I just want you to feel proud of yourself for trying hard and like working hard.
That's exactly what we say.
And I said to them, I need to work on that because I've been so tired lately. Like the other day I told Kristen, I was like, I can't work. I need to go back to bed because I'm exhausted. Yeah. And I did. And I think sometimes I need to be better to let myself off the fucking hook and go, you did your best. Yeah. Maybe you didn't win. Maybe you didn't get a straight A in this category, but you did try hard.
Yeah.
And like, that's enough is to like, well, try hard.
Also, isn't trying hard accepting that like, if there is a window where you could give yourself a little bit of time back to just recharge, that in itself is trying hard? Isn't it more of like saying like, hey, you know what, Eleanor, like we're going to make your locker look really awesome, but I want it to be your idea and you're going to measure your locker and cut out the things. And we made magnets together. Like it was really fun, but I had to exercise control of not wanting to get there and like get on Pinterest and go order stuff and go buy. It feels like this pulse of pressure. And now that we have fucking TikTok and more social media, it's coming at you in different ways. So it isn't, it is a silent pressure that I feel more and more, which I think it's because also we're comedians and we're taking in all this in order to make fun of it.
Yeah.
But, it's, you know, when you don't know that this thing is a thing and then it's a thing, you're like, holy shit, where am I going to be at in this? Where am I going to play this?
It's like Delilah, I've expressed probably 40,000 times that my daughter hates anything except for pasta, chicken nuggets, and French fries.
That's a like freaking, you know what? I'm on board. Okay.
I get it. I get it.
I hate kale.
She will force herself to barf if you try to get her to like eat anything else. It's an issue. But the other day, she's very, okay, not the other day. It's almost every day. She's so into Starbucks and she keeps asking for this boba drink from Starbucks, which is absolutely like this TikTok or what. And she's not even on TikTok.
And they're
so
bright
don't know where
colors.
It comes from.
It's like pink with blue little, trust me.
It's the other girls are seeing it on TikTok and telling her about it or something. And so last night we went to Sephora to get her friend a thing for her birthday. And we walk by the Starbucks and I go, next time you ask for Starbucks, I'm going to make you get a coffee and drink it. Cause Starbucks is a coffee restaurant.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to pay $4 for you. I'm like $4 myself to death too. $4 for this drink, $4 for a cake pop. Like then I get a coffee cause we're there, or water's $4, you guys.
Start doing the math on Starbucks.
Crazy.
You want to know what I've started to do? Because Starbucks, I can make an argument for, because they have a bacon, egg, and Gouda sandwich there that is like not super terrible for you. And it's $5 or $6. And I love McDonald's. Everybody knows I will go to McDonald's, but you're looking at like $14 for a freaking like meal.
Oh my God.
Which I just think is like Starbucks, the food is a little bit nicer to your body. So like both are bad, but if you're between two evils. And so what I've started doing is, because I have two different kids at two different bus stops and they're both hungry when I pick them up, I've started making food the night before, and I'll heat something up and I'll take it in a like to-go container. So yesterday I picked up Finn from the bus stop and I had a chicken enchilada. He's like, can you ever just have, he always texts me, Mom, you know, it would really make my day is when you pick me up, you have Starbucks. And I'm like, yeah. Or a homemade chicken enchilada.
Oh my God, where do they get
in
this?
In a Tupperware container.
Well done, Starbucks marketing, because my daughter says the exact same thing.
Like, if you loved me, you would surprise me with Starbucks. I'm like, you want to know the first coffee I had? It was at Village Inn when I was studying for a gall darn statistics test. And it tasted like a boot. And you want to know what I love today? Freaking boot coffee. But Starbucks is like something that we started to do on the road. It was new. I didn't do Starbucks until I was 40 years old.
Oh my gosh. I did it when I was in outside sales.
I think that's different.
I would get a chai latte because like it would keep me from getting hungry. Like I would get it in the morning and then I wouldn't like have to stop. But I grew up on Folgers. I started drinking coffee way too early. So I'm at the epitome of health. I also had a really long conversation with my husband yesterday. The longest that we had yesterday was about whether or not Taco Bell was healthy for you. Because I do feel like
Taco Bell too.
I do feel like a chicken soft taco is kind of a better choice than like a big old burger sometimes, right?
I think fast food tastes good. If it didn't taste good, people wouldn't eat it. True. And this country
like
wouldn't be
music,
in trouble.
Right?
But it's freaking good. It's good and it's fast. And
what's bad in a chicken taco? Like a chicken soft taco from Taco Bell.
I just think
is
everything
bad?
Is processed. You know, it's like and it costs money. It costs way more.
It costs so much money. It used to be 79 cents when we were in high school for freaking
or if
taco
you go to, I'd get, go to.
$4. It's $4 now for a chicken soft taco.
Yeah. Or you go to Taco Bell and I'd get a 7-layer burrito and it's supposed to be the vegetarian option. So then I'd be like, can you throw some chicken in it? And they were like, Jesus Christ.
But the interesting thing about a 7-layer burrito at Taco Bell is it was beans.
Yeah,
beans,
it was two layers.
Beans. Cheese.
And oh my God, when I was pregnant, I was like, I can't understand why I'm gaining so much weight.
No wonder you had those high pitched toots. It really does make you.
You know what? Aww. If it loosens you up in pregnancy, God bless you. The last thing I need to do is push out anything.
I want Taco Bell.
So I know, right? But I think the thing that I think is worth mentioning is like this pressure for aesthetic.
Yep.
And the only people that can change that is us, the moms.
Yeah.
Like when we get caught up, and it's hard. It's really hard. It's hard to say, I can't do it for whatever reason, maybe financially. Like we just told, oh my God, this is not to sound sad, but Finn has this option of going on these spring break trips. They're so expensive. They're obnoxious. They're so expensive. And he doesn't seem that excited about any of them. And I was like, if you're not literally jumping out of your skin to go do a mission trip in Puerto Rico, you're not going. Like, we're not spending that money. Let's be reasonable a little bit. But you're so worried about your kid experiencing disappointment. But what I found is, like, if you're just honest and sort of saying, like, hey, man, we're not going to Starbucks every day. Like, that's a waste of money. It's not smart. We can put that, like, your kids can hear you say, we can't do that or we're not going to do that. And I don't think that they're going to be shattered. I don't think their lives are ruined or you're not showing up for them. Like, you can do it in more moderate ways. I think. Listen, ask my kids in 10 years, you know?
I'm not doing any of it right. But I do with my kids and what works in our house. Delilah's a little bit younger, so her concept of money is not as strong. Like, Dashiell has a wallet full of cash. Like, if we need cash in, like, a pinch, we go to Dash's wallet because it's in there. And he's like, I'm not going to spend it until I really want something, you know?
Yeah, but he'll be like, Mom, can you buy me Starbucks? That's what they do. If you give them their money, they're like, whoa.
Oh, totally.
Tighten up, Mom. We're not going through Starbucks. I'm not going to – $7 on your chai latte. So you can get that on your own.
We did go to Claire's, which is the death of every mother.
You got
to
go.
Who's got a girl.
You got to go in their little.
Because she said she loves – she's like, I want to get some, like, Halloween earrings. Her ears aren't pierced yet. So luckily they didn't have any – clip-on, they didn't have clip-on Halloween
but they do
earrings.
Have clip-ons there, which are nice for girls that don't have.
And I said to her, I go, I'm not going to get you any just regular. You wanted Halloween, and I told you you could buy a couple pairs of Halloween clip-on earrings. And so she go, then they had, but she was like, I could get this necklace and this wristband, this stupid thing. I go, you have $15. You can buy junk here. You can buy like one thing here. Or you can go onto Amazon and you can probably find 10 pairs of Halloween clip-on earrings for $15. And she was like, okay, I'm going to go home and order them. And she did. Yep. And I was so proud of her because
we can just press the button.
It's
now.
The either or. It's the either or though of saying like, here, you can get that immediate gratification, which is one of the things I have trouble with shopping is because I'm like, it makes me feel good in this moment and it's new. And when I wear the new thing, it makes me feel. Or I can teach my kids to make the smarter decision, which is like hold off the immediate gratification.
Like, listen, I get that. I just went to Home Goods and did some real damage. Like with Eleanor, who makes shopping so fun. I took her to a Nebraska game. Jen and I took her to a Nebraska game, a bar. We took her to a restaurant that is the Nebraska, you know, fan base place
pub,
you go
whatever,
to, pub. Yeah. And we took her in there and she was not having the best time. And she was like wanting to get decorations for Halloween. And I said, okay, I'm going to give you a $50 spending budget on Temu. Let me tell you how fast it went. You say that. I'll give you a $50 spending budget.
Gone.
That's it. That's how fast she spent it.
That's
and it
a
was
lot
like,
of stuff,
and it was bought.
Yeah.
And it was $50. And it was like that fast. And I remember like scraping to save $11 to get my ears pierced. And it felt so good to have like $11 to put out. It's different for kids. It's different for young people. Everything's electronic. Money feels different and looks different.
Yeah.
But it's also, I totally love shopping too. I like the way new things feel. My concern is the pressure that we put on sort of being, as my friend Erica would say, reckless spending or reckless pressure. Like going in and seeing the lockers and feeling like I'm a bad mom.
Yeah.
I literally went through like, I was like, oh my God, did Eleanor go to school, open her locker and see that it's like sad and feel like I'm not giving her what she needs? And should I be, you know? And then I was like, hold on. Just go with her to school and create stuff that you have at home. Like, let's get creative, man.
Yeah.
Let's get creative.
Yeah.
And that's, I gave myself a break.
That's good.
Even though I still feel a little bit bad.
I know. We've had this conversation before where I feel like my daughter has a very unique personal aesthetic, like the way that she likes to dress and things like that. Like, and I see other girls in her class and she's not dressed that way. And I realize it's my issue. Like,
no, it's your influence. She dressed. It's not your issue. It's. I'm like listening to her and my face is trying not to go like, what part of this is surprising? That would be like, if I'm like, my daughter likes wearing overalls and button ups and she is refers to, you know, I mean,
she's never been the like adorable bow in her hair. Like a couple times when I've begged her, I've been like, please.
Oh, she's so girly and she's so sweet. And she's got her own thing going. And I think it's really awesome. I think, you know, that letting her be her own self is the thing we should be
encouraging yeah.
and not wrapping ourselves up into what the phone says or the TikToks. That's why I said, I wish we could all go analog for 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jenny, I feel like we got to get to a hot flash, right? Don't you think?
I do have a hot flash.
Sorry to non-sequitur, but I've drank a bunch of Diet Coke and I don't need to tell you ladies, my pelvic floor is not very strong.
Casey's like,
oh no.
I want you guys to go. I made Kristen and I follow these guys because literally this hot flash, it checks off all my boxes. And Kristen, she's going to be like, is that, not for hot guys. Well, let me
because
tell you what.
Jen's idea of hot flashes are sometimes I'm going to be noble. Meanwhile, I know what her real hot. Yeah, those are hot guys.
Okay. Whoa. So I just showed it to her.
Okay. So no, I'm glad you're being more honest.
I do think I do get turned down by things that are different than you.
Always. This is a hot flash.
Okay, this is a straight up hot flash.
This is a hot flash. Apologies. That's fantastic.
Because it has all the things I love. Fire Rescue Dogs is the name of this. It is, it's a lot of shirtless firemen lifting weights and also like lifting dogs. So these firemen, they go in and like these calendars and stuff, they go to like dog rescues. And I'm telling you,
it's one of my favorite TikTok things is when a woman like records firemen coming out of like, just like, you know, they're like in the middle of their shift or something. They're coming out of a restaurant or something.
Holding puppies. Oh my God. You guys.
Holding puppies or opening the door for someone. And she's like, look at that guy. Just take it. Have you ever seen that TikTok?
Oh, there's girls on there too. See? Oh, okay. That's
hey. All right.
Dog puppies. You guys, it's just enjoyable. You can spend a lot of time deep diving.
I love the puppies.
Like you can tell your husband, I'm looking at puppies and I'm saving dogs. I'm saving rescue dogs.
Your husband's like, I'm going to do push-ups. And it's my husband would be like, those aren't just puppies.
It's a fire and rescue bunch of hot guys rescuing dogs. It's got all this stuff, ladies.
Just shoot fish in a barrel, all right? If you're hot enough to be a fireman, you're not wearing a shirt, and then you pick up a puppy, okay.
It's like somebody slashed both my Achilles heels. I know. I'm like,
whoop. Oh, no. Did we just lose it?
Ran out of card, I bet.
But nope. That's good. That's the end.
That's, I think we podcasted.
I think we did too. I think our video just ran out and yeah. I picked my nose on camera.
There you go.